I thought I'd talk about when I was in my 20s. I felt like all the supposed directions you were supposed to go in life were just a complete lie. And the only thing that made sense was creativity or art. It sounded insane. It looked insane. I remember talking to myself in the front room of a share house I was in Carlton, Melbourne. Everyone was down the back getting high or whatever. And I said to myself aloud, kind of take me art god, the god of art, take me. I'll serve you. I'll do whatever you want. Everything else in this world is a lie. And I let that happen. And then, so now I've been following it for 30 years. I'm like 50 in a few months. And only now it's showing me, see, this is where I was leading you. It took you 30 years and you trusted me. You trusted this insane journey. And now, look, I'm showing you where you're going. And it's funny because a friend said to me recently, Darby, you're nearly 50 and everyone's careers are winding down. They're all on the decline and yours is just starting to ascend. Not that that's good or bad, or ascent or descent is bad. They're both good. Of course, it's kind of insane to say it. But just that, I think, is kind of interesting. Just like following this insane, following the heart, or whatever you call it, that felt like it was just flatlining for 30 years down a stupid garden path up shit creek in a barbed wire canoe. It just felt insane. And now things are just opening up. And after, I sacrificed a lot of stuff in life. There's so many different things I could have done. Like, I could have been in a totally different life. Maybe I would have been happier. I don't know. It's likely I might have been happier if I followed those other paths. Like a lot of people are. People my age, they're not on Instagram posting poems every day. But yeah, I followed this insane path for 30 years, and it's only now it's going to open up. I know it's going to open up. It did when I made Mum's book a few months ago. Now the second edition is going to come out in a month in the US, which is amazing. And the second book that I made, which is almost like a little roadmap handbook that I would have loved to have given to myself at the age of 20 and said, Darby, read this. This is what you've written. But I also hate the idea of being the wise 50-year-old trying to tell my 20-year-old that I know better, when my 20-year-old probably knew better. That's the thing. You just trust in this art spirit. And I know nothing. I love how I don't own it. It's not mine. I can't put creativity in my pocket. It reminds me every day that it's not, that I don't own it. But sometimes I've just felt like just giving up and being a normal person in the world. I've almost just resigned myself to just boring stuff. It's jobs I just didn't give a shit about. I remember when I first started my first job when I was 19 or 20, and it was around the same time that I'd sort of signed up to the Art Muse. I remember trying really hard one day at Myer where I was working, after my grandpa said, are you manager there yet, Darby? And I thought, oh, am I supposed to be manager? So I really tried. I said, yes, sir, no, sir, carry your bag, sir, three bags full, sir, all that sort of shit for a whole day when I was working in customer service. And at the end of the day, I went to the work toilets, closed the door, and just cried. I went, fuck, I can't do this for the rest of a life. How am I supposed to do this? That's what everyone did. And so from then on, I just held down stupid jobs where I could. I was at Myer for a long time, 7 years. I was at that bank. I was at a bank for 3 years, which is the longest full-time job I ever had, until I almost went insane. I was writing their social media crap, and I saved as much money as I could and made art on the side. And I knew that if I held down these serious, sensible jobs, my parents were both happy with me. My people who I had previously been with were happy with me because I could pay pretty much for their lifestyle. I couldn't do that for a whole life, like basically pay, give my time, sell my time for almost nothing and not create the creative side of me nutrition. Otherwise I'd just go, wouldn't want to be here. It's like, what's the point in being alive? And so, yeah, there was a lot of times where I thought, oh, I'll just maybe go to the dark side and do this shit. Maybe I'll be happy. A lot of people are happy. Well, they seem to be. But yeah, creativity is also comes with its own problems and issues as well. Like sometimes I'm just grumpy for days because it's not working, reminding me that I don't own it, I can't have it. And then sometimes it works. It's a miracle when it does. It reminds me over and over again. It's a miracle that I'm trying to turn this life into whatever I'm doing with it. Yeah, 30 years of working jobs and stuff until I remember in my early 30s going, this is insane. How am I going to do this for a whole life? Another moment where I just went, instead of the crying in the toilets, I laughed and wrote the stupidest resume I could ever write and applied for two and a half thousand jobs in the newspaper at the time. And that's when I got into advertising. I stumbled into advertising doing that. The resume had on it stuff like pushing buttons with real smooth push button action. These are my interests on my resume. Getting a little bit wet and quickly running inside. The enjoyment of being tall and my father. Just ridiculous stuff. And yeah, advertising said you're a writer. And so that's how I fell into writing. Before that, I was kind of doing cartoons and stuff. And I was playing with creativity from that angle. But I wasn't really having much luck with that. Yeah, you have to follow your nose. I just did stupid stuff. I was like playing a long game prank on myself. And finally, the prank is showing. It's telling me what the prank was all along. And that's these two beautiful books into the world. And I could die happy now. Sometimes I wonder, do I want to keep writing more books? To say the books could pay for a life, I think I would. I'd still want to write. I still need to write, even if I had no audience, which I had no audience for 30 years. I'd still write just to keep sane. Just putting stupid thoughts onto paper make me feel semi-normal. I remember, Salinger, Catcher in the Rye. I think he wrote that book. Then he wrote a couple of short stories and kind of disappeared for a long time. But apparently for his whole life he kept writing, but just didn't publish it. So yeah, there's some kind of honour in writing a book and then just leaving it. But then someone like Bukowski said, Salinger was just too holy. He was being a bit precious, not putting out more books and pretending to, in his words, I think he called it like faking that he's kind of a holy mug author. Who knows? I don't know. I liked that Bukowski put out a billion poems and just kept publishing them his whole life, even if the quality did kind of veer into shit sometimes. It's good to see artists bad stuff. Even though one bad poem in a book of 99 great ones can infect the whole collection, there's kind of a courage to it to publish just anything, just put it out there. Quality control, fuck it. So you never know what resonates with an audience. And I find reading his bad stuff kind of comforting to know that, yeah, he struggled. Not everything he wrote was genius. But anyway, yeah, back to the art muse. Yeah, following it for years. And only now it's saying, see, this is what I was trying to show you. It took 30 years and now it's showing me. It's nuts. I can't believe it. And yeah, I kind of feel like I was gambling on myself for 30 years. I was investing in the stock of myself, even though it looked like it was doing nothing for 30 years. And that's what I love about creativity. There's no upward spike, slow upward spike. It's like flatline, flatline, up, flatline, and then sometimes it feels like it's going down again. But it feels like mostly flatlining and then sudden upwards moments. Anyway, I'm going around in circles again today. If you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it.